these people were really talking about God. About the existence of God. If you are intelligent and reasonable, you cannot be the product of a mechanical and meaningless universe. Figs do not grow on thistles. Grapes do not grow on thorns. This world peoples as a tree brings forth fruit. Then the universe itself, the energy which underlies what it's all about, the ground of being, as Paul Tillich called it, must be intelligent. Now, when you come to that conclusion, you must be very careful, because you may make an unwarranted jump. Namely, the jump to the conclusion that that intelligence, that marvelous designing power which produces all this, is the biblical God. Be careful. Because that God, contrary to his own command, is fashioned in the graven image of a paternal, authoritarian, beneficent tyrant of the ancient Near East. It's very easy to fall into that trap. And by the pressure of social consensus and so on and so on, it is very natural to assume that when somebody uses the word God, it is that father figure which is intended. Because even Jesus used the analogy, the father, for his experience of God. But nowadays, we are in rebellion against the image of the authoritarian father. And not a monarchy. And if you as a loyal citizen of this country think that a republic is the best form of government, you can hardly believe that the universe is a monarchy. don't watch out, you go against the fundamental grain of the universe and be punished. This Jewish, Christian, and indeed Muslim approach makes a lot of people feel rather strange, estranged from the root and ground of being. There are a lot of people who never grow up and are always in awe of an image of grandfather. And therefore I'm not about to bow down to an image of God with a long white beard. The images of God have a far more powerful effect upon our emotions than our ideas. And when people read the Bible and sing hymns, Ancient of Days, who sittest throned in glory, immortal, invisible, God only wise, and light inaccessible hid from our eyes, they still got that fellow up there with a beard on. It's way in the back of the emotions. In contrary imagery, Paul, must be intelligent. Designing power, which produces all this, is the biblical God.
Multiple reality.